Well, by now, your lances are probably just the way you like them, filled with all sorts of messages written in a variety of hand styles, handwriting styles, including messages that maybe express some fondness, recall some humorous episodes, and perhaps include some good wishes concerning the future, written probably by roommates or classmates, perhaps even a teacher or two. But what about our best friend on campus, the greatest teacher on campus, the biggest helper on campus? Have you received any departing message from the Lord Jesus? While the initial response might be one of no, we have in fact individually received some departing words from our Savior. It's just that rather than having them written in individual yearbooks, they're recorded for us in the Gospel of John, in the 14th chapter, where Jesus says to his people, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming to you." These words spoken by Jesus shortly before his passion events might be viewed as his parting words for his dear friends, the words that he might write in yearbooks were they available in that way. And yet, if the Lord were to appear visibly and to start writing in lances, we would have to recognize that he would have every right to write, "What a rotten year," when viewing our behavior. And he wouldn't be basing that just on speculation. He knows. He knows all about us. He knows everything about us. He knows all the things that we did and said in the course of this past school year. We're told that Jesus did not commit himself to people because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. And what he knows about us is not good. He knows how this past year our minds produced sinful thoughts, how we did things out of selfish or prideful motivation, how we completely failed to love our neighbors as ourselves. And he knows what those sins of ours deserve, death and hell. Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them. Because of our rebellion and sinfulness, we deserve to have him write to us individually nothing but flaming words of condemnation. But that's not what you and I hear Jesus say as he was preparing to leave his disciples. Not that we disciples are without the need of the law. We do need the law. We're sinful. And the Lord did use that when necessary. He chided Peter when Peter tried to get in the way of his mission. He upbraided the disciples who did not believe the reports of his resurrection. But the supreme message that Jesus wants to convey, that which makes for a far better covenant than the law, is the covenant of the gospel. That which goes like this: "Peace I leave with you." The main message of Scripture is one of peace. The main objective of our Lord is to convey to us the fact that peace has been accomplished between him and us. And so the words of Christ that would be appropriately placed in yearbooks would simply be, "Peace I leave with you." And what kind of peace is he talking about? A kind of peace which is out of this world. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." The peace of God, which passes all human understanding, is peace with God. What Jesus accomplished and left with us is the fulfillment of reconciliation between us and the Holy Majesty on high. Even though we have committed sins, every one of which deserves hell and damnation, all people have been reconciled to God and have been declared righteous, have been pardoned for the sake of Christ's blood. We have been justified by his blood. On Mount Calvary, that which Christ accomplished was the establishment of peace between sinful man and the holy God. And the Lord's forgiveness is now so complete that instead of having a God who dwells on our misdeeds the prophet Micah looked to the Lord and said, "You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea, where they are remembered by him no longer." Yes, forgiveness and peace with God are established facts, and the fact of peace is that which can produce a feeling of peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now for all those familiar Lance cliches like hope to see you soon and see you next year. Well, Jesus has something to say somewhat similar to that as well on a far greater level. He states, "I'm going away and coming to you." Whereas we at times don't know if we're coming or going, Jesus does. And he explained that even though he has gone to the Father and removed his visibility temporarily, that he is nevertheless coming to us, a statement which supports two important facets of his work. First of all, Jesus assures us that even though he has ascended into heaven, he is continually coming to us in word and sacrament, dwelling with his believers, and supporting us as the vine supports the branches, protecting us as the shepherd protects the sheep, guiding us as the head guides the body. He says very simply, "I am with you always." We can't be in two places at one time, so when pathways part here, it means a separation. But Jesus can be in two places at one time. He has left, he has ascended, and yet he is with us every step of the way. He is also coming to us then with a futuristic sense. Sometime soon he will return visibly, majestically, stunningly. And why? To initiate the great reunion of believers and to take us to a new and perfect world. We will see him soon with our physical eyes, and that will be the thrill of a lifetime for all who are in Christ by faith. So, which parting message is the greatest? The one that is written by our greatest friend, our greatest teacher, the greatest helper, the Lord Jesus. For in this message, this simple message, he speaks of peace, the peace that he has established between us and the Holy God, the peace which cannot be moved, the peace which is eternal. In this message, he directs us not to be worried or afraid or of anxious heart. He possesses the power that he promises to use on our behalf. And in this simple message, he speaks about seeing us soon, of coming to us now already through word and sacrament, and of coming to us on the last day in order to take us to paradise. Oh, what Jesus can do and has done with the past, the present, and the future. These words of our Lord are quoted in the form of hymn 467 this morning, stanzas 1 and 7 of hymn 467, first and last stanzas.
I feel.